For all of your tree removal and stump grinding needs, they'll give you a free estimate. Call 621-4847.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Thursday morning, May 7th. Val Zane with me. I thought I got choked up there, Val.
That happens to me, too.
The executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous out.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we were just talking about the birds chirping.
What would you change about a day like today?
I would change nothing about it. Like, if anything, the only thing I would change is that we could work outside all day.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Because it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. How are things going at the Wilson Performing Arts Center?
Things are going phenomenally at the Wilson.
Phenomenally.
Yeah. See, I said that without even.
You did.
Yeah.
You had a big night last night.
We did. Oh, my gosh, Aaron. It was so great. We had Inman Elementary's open house for their art show.
Yeah.
And it was, it was magical. Like, you know, it was absolutely awesome to watch all these super talented, amazing young people bringing in their parents, grandparents, friends, family members to see their masterpieces.
Oh, of course.
Like, this is going to be open until June 17th. So the open house was last night where we had treats and we celebrate the kids. And that was amazing. But you can come until June 17th to come see their art if you weren't able to make it last night.
Do I just come in?
That's all you have to do. Just walk in the front door and you're going to see it right away.
Yeah.
I mean, there are these amazing hot air balloons hanging from the ceiling. It is absolutely gorgeous. I posted a bunch of pictures on our Facebook page yesterday. But it was absolutely, I mean, it's just Jackie Stevens, the art teacher over there.
Uh-huh.
She's a perfect art teacher. She is absolutely
she's perfect.
She's perfect. Like, she put so much work and effort into the whole school year, and you can see it. I mean, there is so much glitter at the Wilson right now. It is, like, absolutely amazing.
And that's not for one of your productions.
We have a no glitter policy for our productions.
I love it. Val.
It's so exciting. Cool. I mean, it is like literally to watch. I was just talking about Josie Orme, who came in with her mom and her grandma and her grandpa, and having her just be like, this is my art teacher and I love her. And this is my masterpiece, you know, and it was just, I don't know, it totally melts your heart or explodes it. I'm not even sure.
Both.
Yeah. Maybe it melts first and then explodes, or would it be, I don't know which order that would happen.
You can work that out for yourself.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to know. Before we talk about the Wilson.
Yes.
I want you to tell me about your Louis Armstrong Award recipient.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me about this, Val. Let's brag a little bit here. Come on.
My daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, Lila, she's been playing the tenor sax for about a year and a half. And earlier this year, she was awarded Outstanding Soloist at the SWEBA Festival.
Uh-huh.
And on Monday, she won the Louis Armstrong Award at school. Don't make me cry.
Let's brag
amazing.
A little bit. That's
awesome. Like, she only recently, I mean, just less than 2 years in band.
Obviously a natural and talented.
And a really hard worker. Like, I will tell you that when she puts her mind to something, she just really just keeps going. At the beginning, she almost quit band because she was like, all the other kids are ahead of me, you know. How am I going to catch up? They've been playing their instruments since like fifth and sixth grade. Yep. And then here she is.
Here she is. Congratulations.
That's my girl. Thank you.
Proud mama.
Yeah, so proud.
I like it. I like it a lot. So, well, we have to mention those great things when they happen. So that's very cool. I'm not surprised, though. I mean, I'm not surprised. Look,
you're sweet. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Let's
it's not about me. Let's go.
Let's talk about piano. Well, kind of continuing along.
Yes. Speaking of talented
piano
kids. Yes.
And your vocal recitals are upcoming.
Yes. On May 28th, it's a Thursday night at 7 p.m., we have our spring piano and vocal recital, which is just like a super fun evening. The entire community should come out. It's $10 for adults. Kids get in free. Becky Neff, our piano teacher, she puts together this entire event, and it's beautiful. They like sing and they play piano with each other, with their brothers and sisters, with their teacher.
Yeah.
And it's a glorious evening. Like, it is absolutely, to see the talent in Southwest Iowa shine on our stage, it's perfect. It's amazing. Come.
So that is May 28th.
Yes, that is May 28th.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
What's it cost to go to that? Is there a fee for that?
It's $10 if you're an adult. Yep. And if you're a kid, it's free.
How reasonable is that?
I think it's pretty reasonable. And also, you get free cupcakes and cookies.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not free. I guess it comes with your admission, but like.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. So that's May 28th. Mark that down. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention WilsonArtCenter.org.
Yes.
Put that in your search bar.
Yes.
Save it. Favorite. Whatever.
Please do. Yeah.
So there you go. Okay. Legally Blonde, the musical. We've been talking about this.
Yeah.
Directed by Julie Murren. Music by Donnie Torbett. Everybody yes. knows those names.
Everybody knows them. They're amazing. Yeah.
So talk to me about the how's this coming along? When is it? What's going on?
So Legally Blonde, the musical, it's coming along swimmingly. It is absolutely amazing. The cast and crew, there's about 50 people in that box, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And all of them, every single last one of them, is incredibly talented and skillful. And on impact, from their very first read-through, it was like, did they already perform this together? Because it's like...
Some things just come together.
It totally clicks. It's amazing. And so before they even got trained by Julie and Donnie... They're already amazing, right? So, I mean, I don't know. Like, they could have just done it on that day, but I think it's just going to get better and better.
Yeah.
You know, the show times are June 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's the first weekend.
Yep.
June 5th and 6th are...
Two big weekends, right?
Yeah. So June 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Tickets are on sale now, as you mentioned, at wilsonartcenter.org, or you can give us a call, 712-623-3183, or stop by anytime. I'll give you a tour, Candy mm-hmm. will.
Okay.
This one is sponsored by Houghton State Bank, who we couldn't do this without. And also, the Rustic Blonde is our hair sponsor.
Of course.
Yes, because at Legally Blonde, you need a hair sponsor.
There's a lot of hair, right?
There's a lot of hair in Legally Blonde.
It's an important part of the performance, right?
It's crucial.
I mean, the name of the show is Legally Blonde.
Absolutely. So Rustic yeah. Blonde, Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
It goes together, yeah.
Thanks, and by the way, thanks to Houghton State Bank, not only for this, but for all they do through the community.
For everything. Yeah. They are absolutely phenomenal the way they support this community.
You bet. You bet. Okay. Are you looking for some helpers?
Oh, yes. I am looking for some helpers. So we have a set crew that has like designed this beautiful set, but they need help. Okay.
Is this for Legally Blonde, too?
This is for Legally Blonde. Okay. So it's like, I mean, it's a lot of pink. Okay. I'm going to warn you. Okay.
A lot of blonde hair and pink.
A lot of blonde hair, a lot of pink, some purple. It's gorgeous. It's going to be a gorgeous set, but we need help building it. And also, like, we need some strong people who can help, like put up, like, lift walls while the other people are, like, you know, doing the tools. And also some people who know how to work power tools.
Oh.
That would be helpful. But also people who like to paint. And also people who don't like to paint. Okay? Like, people who just like to, like, hang around and be like, do this. Whatever. Okay? We need all the people helping.
Show up, right? If you have lots of talent or little talent.
Or little talent. Or maybe you just like to eat pizza while other people work. I don't know. Like, whatever is your jam.
Taller or not so tall.
Right. No matter the height.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you're super physically strong or if you're more like mentally or emotionally strong. Like, what? We need all of that. Okay.
Just show up.
Just show up. We will find something for you to do.
So how do I get in touch with you, Val?
So you can call me at the Wilson, 712-623-3135. Or you can honestly stop by during our. Yeah. So on Saturday, May 9th, from 3 until about 9 p.m., at any point in that window, which is this coming Saturday, by the way.
Yes.
Sure, you know.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay. So we can we'll need help then. And also next Friday, the 15th, and next Saturday, the 16th, we'll also need helpers then. So, like, don't be shy. Like, don't think, oh, this isn't for me. This is a great way to get together with people in your community who are, like, they just have so much fun together. And they also get a lot of work done, you know. So if that's you, please call us. You can send us an email at info@wilsonartcenter.org. You can stop by. However you want to, like, you can telepathically, oh, I just got one. Okay. I just felt that somebody wants to sign up. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
You're on the list.
Okay.
However you want to get there, please.
That may be a new form of registration. Yes.
You know what?
But you might want to confirm that. So, okay. There you go. So if you have some time and want to help and contribute, here you go.
We would love it. Thank you so much.
Now, again, Val Zane, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. The Wilson Sip and Paint, is this new?
It's new.
Tell me about it.
Okay, the Wilson Sip and Paint is where you get to paint your masterpiece while being instructed by the amazing art teacher, Jackie Stevens, who I spoke about earlier.
Yes.
We're doing a beautiful sunset
piece.
She's
perfect.
She's perfect.
Okay.
No, yes, she's perfect.
Yeah.
And, like, don't let that, you know, sway you, like, you know, because we're all still learning, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I am in no way a perfect art student, but I signed up for this class because Jackie is perfect. Okay. So she's going to help you create your masterpiece. And basically, we'll provide snacks, water, fun, laughter, relaxation, and friendship. Okay. And you can bring whatever beverage you choose, alcoholic or non-alcoholic. You can bring coffee, tea, wine.
Take your choice. Whatever you want.
Right. Yeah. So this is, like, I think this is a great Mother's Day gift. Like, that's why I gave it to myself.
Yeah. This would be great for mom. I'll take one.
Absolutely. So it's $40 per person. Register by June 11th. The registration is up on our website, or you can stop by, or you can call, however you want to do it.
Yep.
It is already, I just posted it the other day, and it's already filling up.
Oh, wow.
So I mean, this is the first time the Wilson's done something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to just be really, really fun. It's Thursday, June 18th. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. or really until whenever, you know, like whenever you finish your painting. Like, mm-hmm. so don't feel like you have to leave at 8 p.m.
Right.
But it starts at 6.
Okay. It starts at 6 until 8. It's $40 a person. And will it fill up?
I mean, it's going to fill up.
Do you have a cap?
We have to cap it.
Okay.
Because there's only so much room in the hall that we're doing it. You want to be able to get one-on-one instruction by Jackie so that you can learn from her perfection, right?
So you better hustle then.
Please do.
Do I do that online as well?
Yes.
Okay. WilsonArtCenter.org.
Yes, please.
All right. So that's a new endeavor.
It is.
It could just be kind of a fun evening.
So I think so.
I kind of like this next one. The Day the Crayons Quit Camp.
Yes.
Laura Laprelle.
Yes.
We've spoken with Laura. She's great.
She's great. Absolutely great. She's great with kids.
Yeah.
A teaching background. She's just so artistic and fun. Her camps are super fun. Like, the kids don't even realize they're learning. They're just having so much fun, honestly.
Yeah.
So she came up with this idea based on the book, The Day the Crayons Quit. It's a summer theater camp for kids ages 6 to 12. The kids get to write their own script, design their costumes and props, and they perform on stage. This one is July 6th through the 10th. It's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they have a performance at 5 p.m. on Friday. It's $175, and that includes, like, the whole week's worth of fun, including the performance. You just have to send your kid with a lunch.
All week?
All week.
Okay.
All week, yep.
$175 and 6 through – that'll have a limit as well?
It will. We just actually extended the limit because we brought on more staff because so many kids signed up. So, yeah, we still have some room. But if you want to sign up, please do.
You bet. There you go. The Day the Crayons Quit. That's, again, for ages 6 through 12. And you can hop on to WilsonArtCenter.org.
Yes.
Okay. We had the opportunity to visit with Julie Murn and Becca Jackson.
Yes.
And we talked about Frozen Junior Camp.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Okay, so Frozen Junior Camp is our musical theater camp for the summer.
Yep.
It's open to ages 8 through 18. It's July 20th through the 26th. This is a week-long summer camp experience in educational musical theater that ends in an audience-ready performance. Basically, everyone in this camp gets to be in Frozen Junior.
So we're going to go to camp.
You're going to go to camp.
We're going
to
learn. We're going to have fun. We're going to have Julie and Becca are going to be doing all the things they do.
Yeah, all the things they do, which is literally everything. I mean, like, they're both so talented in, like, some crossover ways, but also in their own ways. And they are great with kids and teens and adults. But, like, for this camp, it's just going to be, I mean, we already have a lot of kids signed up for this camp. Like, there's over 40 kids signed up as it is.
Wow.
There's a lot of resources going into this camp since we had that big fundraiser.
Yep.
The kids are going to, I mean, there's going to be costumes. It's going to be like a show in a box, like one show that happens in a week. So, like, these kids are going to work hard. They're going to learn so much. And they're going to come home just bragging about all the things that they got to do at camp. And, you know, they're going to get to be in Frozen Junior.
And then Saturday and Sunday.
They're
going to have a performance.
That performance is already on sale on our website. So tickets to that are $10 a piece. And that's Saturday, July 25th at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday, July 26th at 2:30 p.m. Those are going to fill up. All of the proceeds from that camp and from the performance go directly into our scholarship fund.
Okay.
So that's why we're charging. Like, one, we have to buy the rights to the show,
sure.
Right? So, like, that's not cheap. Rights are
I think maybe that's a little misunderstood.
Yeah.
When you're talking these, like, Frozen,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay for that.
Yeah, and Disney, not cheap.
Right.
Yeah, and you cannot do it without the rights, because
right.
that is also not cheap.
Then you can get yourself. It's not.
That is actually more expensive
yeah.
in the long run.
So that's why, and people are curious. I mean, you just don't say, hey, let's do Frozen.
No, Frozen, the very first thing out of the gate.
Really, any of those big names that you think of.
Legally Blonde, in order to do it at a theater, it's very expensive just to get the rights, which is fair. I mean, these people that created this show,
right.
they deserve to be acknowledged and paid for that.
Right. Not bemoaning the fact. That's just how it works.
That's how it works. So that's what you do when you're budgeting it. And then you have to pay for all the other things.
Uh-huh.
Costumes, set, props, the people, you know, lighting, sound, all that stuff. It all adds up, right? So when we create our prices, we try to be able to break even with, like, sales so that we can pay for those things but still do a really fun thing for the community.
Yeah. Okay. So Frozen, those tickets are on sale, by the way. July 25th and 26th, $10 a ticket.
$10 a ticket.
You can get those online.
You can get those online. You can call the Wilson or you can stop by. And I'll tell you, at that time of year, we got great air conditioning. So even if you're not a musical theater person,
you just want to
come for the air.
Cool. Okay. There you go. If you just need to cool off.
If you just need to cool off, it's $10. Yeah, totally worth it.
Absolutely. It's worth more than that. I've been in a few situations where you would gladly pay $10.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You have a new... Oh, tell me about this.
Okay. We have been wanting a guitar teacher for such a long time. So Josh Craig, professional coach, he's going to teach guitar, bass, and ukulele. He does recreational and performance coaching. He's going to be teaching at the Wilson Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and all day and evening on Friday.
Wow.
Yes. So do you play the guitar?
No. I would love to be able to play the guitar.
I'm going to take lessons.
Are you really?
I am. I really want to play the ukulele, just because I like to say ukulele.
And they're so little, you can just kind of take them with
you. Yeah,
you
know. And it's like super fun, like kind of laid back. And just, I feel like it might be, I don't know, I might be wrong, but I feel like it might be easier than learning how to play the guitar.
I don't know.
It might be like a good step towards that.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Could I still learn, do you think?
Yeah, if I can, well, I'm not sure that I can, but I'm going to try. I feel like at any age, you can still learn. We have seniors in our piano program, you know. Yeah.
And like senior in high school.
We have
like,
those too.
But like seniors in life.
Seniors in life. Yeah. Yeah. And they're absolutely amazing. They come out. We actually have one woman she was nervous about joining the piano program. It was a year ago. And we got her a piano for her house because we do that. We try to get them from the community and then repurpose them and like fix them up and then send them back out whenever we can. Mm-hmm. And you know, she's been taking piano lessons regularly. She's in our scholarship program.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, it's like our scholarship program is not just for kids. It's for adults who also want to learn. So don't let anything hold you back.
Wow. So you're telling me I could?
You could absolutely.
So
I think you should.
Guitar, bass, and ukulele.
Yeah.
So you're going to jump in there with guitar lessons.
Ukulele,
but
maybe.
Really wanting kind of eye on the ukulele.
I think I'm going to start at the ukulele. I'm going to let Josh tell me what to do. Like, you know, because he is like a Red Oak native.
Yep.
He's an award-winning artist. He like knows how to play multiple instruments. And he has 18 years of experience in performance and education. Okay. He teaches at the School of Rock in Omaha. He has tons of awards. And he is just an overall nice guy. Like, I feel like, I mean, I've heard that he's a great teacher.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can learn from him. Like, I think he has like what it takes to teach me. I'm a little all over the place.
Is that?
I mean, I don't mean to break the news.
we hadn't noticed, Val.
Yeah, I'm kind of like squirrel. You know? So if you can teach me, Josh.
He should put that on his literature.
He should. Yeah. It should be like right at the very top of his resume. Taught Val how to play the guitar or whatever.
Okay.
Got her to sit still for 20 minutes.
Well, that's new though, right?
That's brand new. So that is $100 a month. And it's 30 minute weekly lessons. And you can kind of like set those up however you like. So if
work with talk to Josh.
Yeah, like he'll help you because there are some people that are going to want to take more lessons more often. And some people that are maybe like, I want to take a lesson, you know, and that's cool too, you know, just to kind of dip your toe into it. I feel like that's important to just kind of like, you know, take it at your own pace, mm-hmm. you know. So we're open to all of that. Just give us a call,
wow,
register.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Super fun.
So 712-623-3135.
Yes.
To register.
Yes.
But you also, in addition to that, you have other lessons available. We just talked about the,
yes.
the recitals that are upcoming. So you... Tell me about the other lessons available.
So we have, first off, Tara Marsden teaches drum and voice. She has a studio at the Wilson, and she is absolutely amazing. Everyone knows and loves Tara.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Becky Neff does piano and voice lessons. Both of them do beginner through advanced. There's always something happening, so we're going to have, like, guitar over here, piano over there, drums over here locked up in a room. You can still hear it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, they're all like absolutely phenomenal, you know, and like vocals everywhere in our building, you know.
Yeah.
So the best days are when everything's happening all at once, to be honest.
You got a lot going on there.
We had a lot going on all
wow.
the time at the Wilson. Like it is alive, like just with like joy at the Wilson.
Piano, voice, drums, guitar, ukulele.
Legally
bass.
Blonde.
Yeah. Kids art show.
Kids art show. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot.
We have a lot going on all the time. And that's like, I think that's what that building is meant to be.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Now, for the voice, piano, and drum lessons, how do I reach out, Val?
The same way you'd reach out for the guitar lessons. Okay. You can just give us a call, 712-623-3135. Those are $80 a month. Guitar is a little bit more expensive. It takes a little bit.
Yeah.
Like extra, like teaching the, you know, getting your fingers. I don't know. I don't know all the things. I haven't taken the lesson yet.
You're
doing
this with your hands.
Well, from what I hear, you have to like get your fingers.
Get calluses on there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that. But like, I think you do it for the art.
Okay.
And then maybe you'll get to be in like Rock for Vets. I'm going to talk to Rick Hilliard and be like, once I learn how to play the guitar, can I be in Rock for Vets?
Has there ever been a ukulele in Rock for Vets?
I don't think so.
You could be the first. Val.
You're like, you could be the first ukulele. I like that. Yeah. Let's talk to Rick. Rick.
There you go. All right. I'm sure he'll go for it.
I think so. I have him, next year in our season. It's his birthday on March 13th. We're doing his birthday bash, and he promised me he'd jump out of a cake.
I have a lot of thoughts. I'm just going to leave that one alone. Okay, so let's talk about next year.
Yes.
The 26-27 season. We announced that.
We did.
So talk to me about, give me some of the details there, Val.
Okay, so first off, right now we're still reaching out to our current season pass holders. They have until June 1st to renew their season passes, securing their tickets. Obviously, they could do it whenever in the future, but their seat might go away if they don't do it by June 1st.
Yep.
That is when our regular season passes go on sale as well. Okay. So on June 1st, which is coming up soon.
Very soon.
You can get the entire season, all 14 shows, for $250. So that is an over 40% savings, plus it brings lots of discounts to other things. Like you get discounts off of guitar lessons, for example, right? Yeah.
There you go.
Like you get discounts off of anything you want to do at the Wilson. Your ticket price, your ticket price would be $18 per show. So you can buy extra tickets. You can also have your friends and family share your season pass so that they can then, you know, either use your seats when you're not using them or they can use your discounts.
Oh yeah.
Which is huge.
Awesome.
Yeah. It also applies to camps.
Oh.
So like that $275 camp, you'd get like an additional 10% off, which is great. I mean, because every dollar helps.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but most importantly, you get every single show, and it's going to be a really great season. I mean, it starts off. We were talking about Tara Marzen.
Yep.
She and Tim are not only directing, but they're in Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Did I tell you about Pump Boys and Dinettes? I've seen Pump Boys and Dinettes a couple times in the theater and other places.
And you loved it?
Yes, I did. I got to be honest with you, I did.
You're going to love it even more at the Wilson because Tim and Tara, and then also Bonnie Proctor and Gator, her brother, they're going to be in the show. And then there's going to be a few other extra people that are going to be in the show that I don't know about yet because they haven't been cast.
Okay. But they're going to be there.
They're going to be there. Tim has, I think this is a great selling point. Okay.
Yes.
Tim has cowboy boot red tap shoes that he's going to be wearing in the show.
Whoa.
I know. I mean, that alone is like,
well,
yeah.
I mean, if Tim and Tara are involved, you know.
It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm.
Cowboy, red cowboy tap boots.
Yes.
I didn't even know they made such a thing.
Same. But he has them.
Well,
so he is going to use them in the show.
There you go.
And it's going to be absolutely amazing. This show is such high energy, fun. If you came to see Patsy Cline at the Wilson a couple of years ago, we did that for one weekend, and Tim and Tara were in that as well as the Proctors. And it sold out that weekend, and we just wished we had done another weekend. So much high energy, so much talent. Gosh, so much fun music. That's the way this show is going to be. That's why we're doing it two weekends.
So go ahead. So this has already been announced.
It's been announced. Our regular tickets don't go on sale until July 1st, but if you want to pick up that season pass, June 1st.
Okay. Okay, so how do I pick up the season pass?
You can just call us at the Wilson, 712-623-3135, and we'll hook you up with that. You can even stop by. That way, if you don't know where you want to sit, I'll take you into the theater, and you can, like, sit in every seat until you know exactly which one feels the most comfortable for you.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that's the biggest part, I think, about a season pass is picking the seat that you want to sit in all year.
Okay. So stop by the Wilson for that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, if you're just purchasing tickets on an individual basis, which is – more
absolutely fun. You can
do
also
that online.
You can, and if you want to buy a 4-pack, we still have those. Those are $100, which makes your ticket price $25 a piece.
Yeah,
which is great because some of our tickets go. I mean, some of these shows go up to $50 a ticket. Okay, like I mean, there are some shows in here that are $20 a ticket, and some start at $10. But overall, across the entire season, you save over 40% by getting that season pass.
I'm not going to ask you to divulge, right? But I'm going to ask you to. I'm just going to ask. Is there a show this upcoming season, one show that you're really, don't say what it is, that you're really looking forward to?
There are several. Like, I mean, as you know, I am in love with every single show that I put in the season. Uh-huh. Okay.
But is there one? Is there one that's like, it's like, oh, I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there, I will tell you this. There's one that I think is obvious. And then there's one that's maybe not so obvious.
Okay.
And one that's obvious, I can tell you, is Rock for Vets. Rock for Vets is my favorite show of the entire year. I mean, okay.
We should
sponsored by Mark Jackson, the amazing Mark Jackson. Okay. Thank you.
He's going to love that. There you go, Mark.
I mean, and that show is phenomenal. Every show, though, is going to be super awesome and awesome in its own way. But I'm not going to lie. The Harp Twins, I cannot wait.
Have you kind of Googled some of their or like YouTube some of their stuff?
Have I? I booked the show. Would I do that without doing?
Word.
They're amazing.
Wow!
And they're starting their entire world tour at the Wilson. Like, I mean, so the show that they're doing on November 28th, which is the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They've never done it before. So they're starting here. Yeah. Like they're starting at the Wilson. They're starting here in Red Oak. And then they're going around the world. They were on the Today Show. And it's like, oh, I mean, I just watched that episode over and over again. Like, really.
It's, I mean, something.
Yeah. And like, not only talented, and I've said this before, but real easy on the eyes. Okay. Like, it's two sets of twins.
Yes. Well, it's and the stuff on YouTube is like this whole visual package.
Yes. I mean, that's what we're getting.
The whole visual package.
And it's going to launch our kind of Christmas-themed things. So you're going to get that like really festive Christmassy vibe right after Thanksgiving, just as you're about to dip into December. Yeah. No. This one's going to sell out. People have already been calling.
About this one.
Like, I have a post-it note that's filled with people that were like, on impact, I want tickets, even though they're not on sale yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if you don't call me on July 1st, I will call you, you know?
Okay. Very cool. Val Zane. So, wilsonartcenter.org.
Yes.
You don't have regular hours necessarily.
We don't.
Typically,
we're 9 to 5 in our office hours. But when we have a show, we tend to, it's only me and Candy, you know,
they're
full time. So like if office hours can be a little bit wild, last night I was there through rehearsal. Yesterday I was there from like 7 a.m. until like 9 p.m., you know? So like those were my office hours, you know? But like there's other days when it's a little bit touch and go, you know?
Right.
So I always say call. Or if you see the open sign lit up, you know we're there.
Mm-hmm.
If you see our cars parked in the back, we're also there, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Or but we might be up in costume somewhere, you know? Like
you could
that's,
be.
Yeah. Could
you,
be,
you
yeah.
You could be at your guitar lesson.
I could be at my guitar lesson.
You could be.
You should come for that. Yeah. I might have to start, like, selling tickets to my guitar lessons. I'm going to get so good so fast.
Look what your daughter
I know. Look Louis Armstrong, here I come.
Like it. Okay, Val, what else do we need to be aware of?
Oh, just that everything's fun happening at the Wilson. Yeah. I mean, just you can come over and play outside at our music park, which is beautiful. It's just, I mean, it's always a good day there. Like, come by, whether or not you want to get out of the heat, just come by and visit us. We'll give you a tour.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, just do that, just want to come and get a tour. And, like, if you've never been at the Wilson, please come visit us. Like, don't, like, make any excuse as far as like, you know, I've never been there. It's not for me. It is for you. There's so many things happening.
Yeah.
And we absolutely love when new people join our crew, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Make it a great day.
Make it a great day. Thank
you. You should go do the music thing today with the sunshine.
I think I will.
You should do that. Make it a great day, Val.
Thank you.
Val Zane with me, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
KCSI FM, Valesa.